This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 20, 2009. Waiting for God. The scripture is Matthew 24, verse 30. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. How good are you at waiting? I'm reminded of how little patience I have every time I come down with the flu. I give myself 24 hours to get better. After that, I start getting depressed and restless. My wife tells me I'm a poor patient. I am. I hate to wait. The church has been waiting for the return of Christ for almost 2,000 years. That's a long time. So it's not surprising that some people have given up. Maybe you're among them. In his play, Waiting for Godot, the playwright Samuel Beckett suggests that the wait is pointless. God has become bored with this world and has abandoned his participation in the human drama. Jesus knew how hard it would be for us to wait. That's why he gave us a host of signs that point to his coming. Some of those signs speak of a world experiencing the brokenness of the fall, earthquakes, famines, wars, and rumors of war. Other signs speak of a world experiencing the power of grace, the proclamation of the gospel to all nations. Today, both kinds of signs are very much with us. That means our anticipation of Christ's return should be fresh and lively. What Christ has begun, Christ will finish. Live in the daily hope of the Lord's return. Would you pray with me? Lord, the years roll by, and we can lose a sense of how immediate your coming can be. Forgive us. Charge our obedience with the realization that you may return today. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.